New Canada-Argentina Air Pact allows unlimited flights. Argentina is the second oldest travel market for Canada in South America, following Peru. Canadians require convenient travel options, thus by expanding Canada's air transport agreements, airlines can offer more flights to cater to the needs of travelers and shippers, enabling them to explore the world and expand their businesses. Canada's Minister of Transport, Pablo Rodriguez, has just announced that the current Canada-Argentina Air Transport Agreement, which was negotiated in 1979, will be replaced by the new agreement, bringing forth additional advantages for Canadian travelers and the aviation sector. The new agreement will include no limits on the number of Canadian or Argentinian airlines that can serve the market, passenger and/or cargo flights those airlines can operate, the cities that can be served in Canada and Argentina. More flexibility for Canadian and Argentinian airlines to make connections in other countries, if they choose, to pick up and discharge passengers and/or cargo en route to their final destination in Canada or Argentina. Fully open code-sharing rights, which will allow air carriers to expand their network offerings through marketing cooperation with other airlines, including airlines from other countries. A modern pricing regime. Industry standard safety, security, and doing business provisions. As a result of this extended agreement, Argentine and Canadian airlines can start providing additional services immediately. As a proud Canadian of Argentine descent, I am delighted to unveil this new agreement that will bolster Canada's robust ties with Argentina, a key hub for trade and investment in the region. Our continuous efforts to streamline the flow of goods, services, and individuals globally are exemplified by this latest agreement, which will enable Canadians to further engage in such activities, Minister Rodriguez said. According to the Minister of International Trade, Export Promotion, Small Business and Economic Development, Mary Ng, the signing of the Canada-Argentina Air Transport Agreement brings forth promising opportunities for both airlines and airports. This agreement offers passengers and shippers a wider range of travel choices and greater flexibility. As a result, it sets the stage for enhanced commercial prospects, flourishing tourism, strengthened interpersonal connections, and heightened economic vibrancy between Canada and Argentina. Canada is consistently engaged in the development of fresh and extended air transport agreements as part of the Blue Sky Policy. This policy aims to foster enduring and sustainable competition while promoting the growth of international air services. Through the Blue Sky Policy, the Canadian government has successfully finalized new or expanded air transport agreements with over 110 countries. Argentina is the second oldest travel market for Canada in South America, following Peru. The bilateral trade between Canada and Argentina witnessed a significant increase in value, reaching $1.76 billion Canadian dollars in 2023. This represents a growth of around 10% compared to the previous year's value of $1.6 billion Canadian dollars in 2022.